Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our guest today is Kate Hama, Director of Foundation Relations for Anderson Humane. Kate, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay, tell us about Anderson Humane.
Anderson Humane has been around since 1961. And if you do know about it, most folks think of it as a shelter where they could go adopt, rescue a cat or a dog. We have grown tremendously to become a humane organization. And we now offer little critters for adoption or foster, all the way up to we work with therapy horses. We have a wildlife center. We acquired Fox Valley Wildlife Center 2 years ago. And with that, we assist in the rescue and rehabilitation of upwards of 5,000 wild animals a year. And Kane County would definitely be impacted with wildlife here. We live in a somewhat rural culture in Kane, McHenry, DuPage County. Those are the counties that we serve at Anderson Humane. You might find yourself with a wild critter that's uninvited in your home. We have a group that's called our Wildlife Allies. They'll come in and safely remove an animal, and not all animal rescue places do that when it comes to wildlife. They may remove the animal and then euthanize, and our team does everything they can to assist with the safe removal so both humans and animals are happy.
Kate, what do you find are in the majority as far as the animals that invade a home?
Well, it depends on the season, quite honestly. If mamas are building nests to have babies, or as the temperatures start to fall, as they are currently, then animals will look to move in. More often than not, we'll get calls about squirrels and raccoons making home in somebody's attic, maybe even a garage, and you don't necessarily want them close to interacting with humans. There may be chemicals or substances they could come into contact there that would do them harm. And also, our team is aware of there are animals that can be relocated by many miles and others that it would be very harmful to them naturally to be relocated too far.
You know, that's interesting because I think most people in McHenry County or King County think about animal control. They don't think about Fox Valley Wildlife Center.
Correct. And it's interesting because I know there are communities in the Chicagoland area, I'll say that greatly, who do not have resources for removing wild animals. Skunks, they've got a nasty season coming up between now and Thanksgiving. It starts to get damp and rainy, and that's their favorite kind of day. And there's nothing worse than hosting your family for the holidays and Uncle Ralph getting sprayed on the way in.
That's for sure. What are the areas you currently serve, Kate?
We mainly serve Kane, McHenry, and DuPage counties, but we do have partnerships throughout the state, even the Midwest. We transport cats and dogs from partners in Oklahoma, Indiana, even Georgia, numerous times a month. Because I will say this, in Illinois, we have a different outlook on dogs and cats. There are communities, even in this country, that consider animals to be somewhat disposable. If, you know, the dog gets lost, around here you see posters and people do everything they can to find their lost dog. Other communities, they just think, okay, Fido's gone, we'll just get another. So we receive animals monthly. We adopt at Anderson Humane upwards of 4,000. We adopt them out or foster upwards of 4,000 domestic animals each year.
So like Oklahoma, Georgia, Indiana, Virginia, you're sending animals to them or are they coming there?
They're coming to us. We have a transport team that goes down, loads up. You mentioned Virginia. We were part of that nationwide rescue of the 4,000 beagles from the Envigo research facility that the federal government shut down.
Yes.
We had two teams, twice we took trips down there to rescue. The first round, we got 91 beagles, and within 18 hours of those beagles arriving at Anderson Humane at South Elgin, all of them were in homes. And the majority of them had never had an interaction with a human other than just for the research. None of them had been out till they were with us, outside.
So when you brought them back, Kate, did they had undergo, you know, a care and treatment and things like that? I mean, were they in good medical condition?
Yes. Luckily, the ones that we got were in, for the most part, in really good health, considering where they came from. We do have a low-cost clinic where we provide veterinary care to the community. That's located on Randall Road in South Elgin, where it's routine veterinary care for your animals. And through our veterinary staff with that team, we review all the health conditions of all our animals, and especially those beagles. We had it down like just a little routine. We took the beagles one at a time. They had a checkup. We called it intake. They went into intake. They were checked for microchips, make sure their vaccines were all up to date, and generally were in good health.
That's great. I think people would be surprised when you talk about Oklahoma and Georgia and Indiana. The animals are coming from there to your location. Is there a reason that you have so many coming from those three states?
We've just created partnerships with shelters and rescues in those areas that have limited resources. Anderson Humane exists because of donations. You mentioned my title, Director of Foundation Relations. I work with foundations, public and private, nationally, even internationally, to acquire funds to support our work. And so we have the resources, probably because of our location in the Chicagoland area, and the love of animals that we have in this area, that we are able to acquire the amount of animals that we can annually and find them good homes.
And I know you gave me a note saying that you've got seven locations, Kate?
Yes, yeah, seven locations throughout Kane and McHenry counties. They're somewhat satellite locations when it comes to adoption. At pet stores, we have PetSmart, and we'll have adoptions of cats on location. I mentioned our clinic. Our wildlife center is out in Elburn, and our staff office, where I'm at in the administration office, is in St. Charles. But we are, in the next 3 years, relocating to a campus in Elburn, where all of our programs and services will be at one destination. A location where you can go for information, for animals, for programs and services, all in one campus.
So your main shelter is located at 1000 South LaFox in South Elgin?
Correct, and we've been there since 1961.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And you'll be moving out of that location?
Eventually, we will maintain that location as long as we can. We will maintain a presence in South Elgin just because of our connections there to the community. But if you looked at a satellite photo of when we began in 61, we were out in the middle of nowhere. And as probably anybody in Kane and McHenry County can relate to, now we are surrounded by homes. So we are limited. I mentioned our partners in other states. They have limitations through resources. Our biggest limitation right now is the land. And we want to be good neighbors. So if you have barking dogs and you live 200 yards away, you might not be happy with us. So that's one thing we take into consideration.
Well, when you talk about the adoption services, low-cost clinic, that's on Randall Road. What all takes place there?
Vaccines, healthy checkups, basic. If your pet has serious needs for health care, then we would refer you to a partner vet in the area. But a lot of times our veterinary clinics in the region will have a client come in and they say, you know, being able to afford vaccinations, heart care, tick, you know, and flea medications, those things, that can be the make or break whether a family can keep a pet. And so a lot of our veterinary partners refer folks to our low-cost clinic, where there we exist because of a family foundation. So they support our services to offer care up to 50% of what it would cost at a regular clinic. And if that is the difference of a family keeping a pet, then that's huge, because science proves the physical and mental health benefits that humans receive from that animal-human connection.
Would that be a pet that's adopted at your location or any pet?
Doesn't have to be. It can be any pet. Our overall goal at Anderson Humane is to recognize that human-animal bond the significance, the benefit of it, and to make it possible for all involved. We have a lot of human service programs. We don't just do adoptions. We have a program called Constant Companions. We have a volunteer crew that goes into the home of homebound seniors or perhaps ill folks who cannot get out, and they have typically visitors for their own personal health, but a pet may be suffering. And so healthcare volunteers have witnessed that and contacted Anderson Humane. Our Constant Companions volunteers go into the home and they take care of the animal. Sometimes they provide food. Maybe they take the pet to go get a vaccination. They may walk a dog. They may clean out a bird cage. So that is a service Anderson Humane offers the community as well.
Well, you have five items that fall under your human service programs, and Constant Companions is one of them, but there's also four other ones that are there too.
Yes.
Your Healing Paws.
That's great. My German Shepherd, Zeke, and I are a therapy team partner in that, Healing Paws. And last month I was here talking about service dogs, but therapy dogs get to visit schools, community centers, senior homes, and bring joy and calm and just comfort to people who maybe don't have their own pet. And so our therapy teams go out to centers and gatherings and visit with folks and just provide that physical benefit that you get with that human-animal bond.
And how about your military veterans program, Kate?
Yes, the military veterans program is awesome. One more thing about Healing Paws.
Sure.
We provide the certification review, so you can look on our website for that information. AH for Anderson Humane, ahconnects.org. And our MVP, Military Veterans Program, we're actually currently looking for someone to manage that program. We would prefer it to be a veteran, one of service. And our MVP program provides free foster care for our military service people who are deployed, because that could be a huge issue if you have pets and you go abroad to serve. We also have discounts for adoption. We have discounts for veterinary care, all for our veterans.
Kate, I want to do a station identification real quick. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Kate Hama, the director of the Foundation Relations for Anderson Humane. Getting back to the military veterans program, you say you're looking for somebody. What qualifications does that person need?
We would prefer a vet just because they have that understanding of what a military veteran has gone through. That experience is unique, and any one of them could tell you that. And it's just someone who helps guide our veterans who come in to visit, whether they're there to volunteer on a somewhat regular basis or they wish to find a pet that meets their personal needs. Maybe they're just looking for camaraderie and they want to come out and connect with other veterans. There are needs that we don't promote, but veteran to veteran, if they find that there's a special need, for example, the man who managed the program in the past found out that there was a veteran who struggles with PTSD, has two dogs, and he is homebound. And monthly, our program manager would make sure that they got the dog food that they needed. That is not something we specifically do for everyone, but when the individual presents an individual need, then our team decides how they can best assist.
That's awesome. I think a lot of people would appreciate that, especially the veterans that come home that are having problems.
You got it.
How about your wildlife allies?
Oh, it's phenomenal. And interestingly enough, this came from community engagement. Our wildlife rehab team found out they were getting a lot of calls, and it's almost like a customer rep person that we've created this position to just take those calls in. Sometimes you can talk a resident through the situation at hand. There's a word that's called that we refer to when an animal is taken from its natural habitat and it shouldn't be, and we call that kidnapping. It might be a bird, a fledgling that's learning how to fly, and someone sees it on the ground and thinks it's been abandoned. Fawns. Baby deer, that's a biggie. Moms specifically leave them in a safe place, go off for a while, come back. people will kidnap that animal from its natural habitat. And so if we can talk a resident through a natural wildlife situation, we may save a situation. Additionally, I mentioned earlier, we may have to send out a team to help remove an animal or a little family of animals from a human habitat and find a safer place for it. So again, that was the result of our community reaching out to Anderson Humane for guidance direction in living in harmony with wildlife. They were here first, and we need to figure out how to honor them and let them honor us.
Well, that's true. The interesting footnote on that just recently a friend of mine, we were up in Wisconsin, and newborn fawns,
mm-hmm.
I mean really newborn, were on the side of the road, and the mother was on the opposite side of the road. It was a county road.
Oh.
And they wanted to cross, but they didn't know how. We actually walked over and picked them up,
mm-hmm.
set them on the other side of the road. The mom was there and watched, and then we got back in the car. We drove away, and it was just amazing because the mom just picked up from there, but they were almost like if you had a pet dog come up to you because they were looking at you. They were kind of hugging you as you picked them up.
Right.
It was just that real.
Well, wildlife have become so used to, they're adapting to humans being in areas that used to be open. And so, like I said, at the very least, we owe them that, how to honor and best support their natural wildlife and how to live in commune with these animals.
How about your wildlife ambassadors, Kate? You want to tell me about that?
Oh, those are the animals that perhaps when they come in for rehab, we determine they can't be safely released back into the wild. We have a hawk who has an injured wing. It was hit by a car. And so we are rehabilitating him, but then using him for education to inform people what is a red-tailed hawk. How does it, you know, live healthy in our community? And this guy, how does he not live? But these animals, as we go into veteran centers, senior homes, schools, we help educate people who might not be as knowledgeable about their natural world right outside their back door. And people will respect what they understand more. They may take up recycling more diligently than they had in the past when they learn about how we interact properly with wildlife.
Sure.
And they may stop and appreciate more what we have. Kane and McHenry counties, we are really blessed, and DuPage County as well, with great outdoor arenas to enjoy nature. Not a lot of communities have that. So the more we educate our residents about what is there and how to support it, the better we will all be.
What basically is the mission statement for Anderson Humane?
Oh, sure. I won't know it word for word. I'll probably get demerits when I go back to work for this. We are championing the human-animal bond connection, honoring the benefits that we as humans gain from that, and also recognizing and supporting the benefits that animals, domestic and wild, gain from that bond as well.
So then you have your vision statement too as well, correct?
Yes, we do. You're going to ask me that too. Same thing. Do the same old good stuff.
I'm going to help you out on that.
Thank you.
A humane world for people and animals.
There you go.
Does that sound about right?
That sounds great. That's what we do every day.
With all these different programs, how do you finance this? What covers all this cost? I know you have grants and you worked on different things, but what do you need for an annual budget, Kate?
Donation, donation, donation. Yes. We have individuals who donate. People think because it's a rescue, a shelter, that they should get an animal for free. The cost that exists for adoptions covered the very minimal. You get a healthy animal with a microchip and a recent checkup. You have a behavioral staff there to assist you once you get the animal home. We have programs and services, more often than not, free of charge to our community. Education, experiential, opportunities. And so it does take money to run the show. We look for individual donations. We look for corporate sponsorships, corporate partners. And we look for, I work with, as I said, many foundations who support us from $5 to $500,000. We need it all. And the majority of our donations go right back there to support the animals. It's expensive to feed and care for animals, and yet that is the mission we have chosen. That is why we are 61 years old, because people know that we do the right work for the right reason.
So now, how do you get the word out to the community? I know it must be through a lot of PR statements and things like that. To say, we're Anderson Humane, and we can help you. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there, especially with the movement of new homes and things, that they're not aware of Anderson Humane. So how do you get that word out?
We have a very active social media team. Our marketing team is fairly new to assist with our growth. And we have community partners throughout the three counties that I mentioned, through chambers and community business leaders such as yourself here at the station, to understand who we are and get the word out. And you know what? I don't trust people who don't like animals. So let me just say, if you love animals, domestic or wild, and you spread the word about our good work, then we can help make that connection with the people in need and the animals who require our support. We advocate for animals. They can't technically speak for themselves, and so that is the good work that we do. Everybody from the CEO to the board to our volunteers, we all roll up our sleeves and clean up after animals, take care of the animals, put on a nice dress or suit and go out and promote what we do, you know, in a boardroom, at an event, and everything in between. We show up, we put up, and we get the job done. Two events that are coming up so people can learn more about us.
Okay.
Petsapalooza this Sunday, September 25th, at the Kane County Cougar Stadium. It's called the Northwestern Field, Northwestern Medicine Field, down in Geneva. That's off of Randall Road. Again, this Sunday, learn about all the programs and services at Anderson Humane. Canine Stars are going to be out for some fun agility entertainment with dogs. And if you can't make this Sunday, because that's one of our biggest community events, come to the Walk for Animals on October 23rd. That's at the beautiful location, Gray Willows Farm. It's out in Campton, Illinois, off of Burlington Road. Bring your dog, come for a walk. You can even bring your dog to Petsapalooza. Great events. These are both free events. Come, you can make a donation, you can learn more about volunteering, donating, supporting our efforts, adoption, fosters. We can't do it without our community partners, be they individual families, corporate, foundation, donors. It takes a village.
Well, if they want to get more information, and let's say they don't want to go to the website, is there a number they can call?
Sure. The number is 847 697-2880. And from there, you can go through a directory of individuals. But if you just get connected with the team, that will take you specifically to the shelter. After that, if you have a question, staff is very helpful. They'll connect you with the right person if there's something specific to our programs and services. But I have to tell you, our website is very user-friendly. It's very easy, interactive, and we do have up-to-the-date information on programs and services and how you can participate and benefit.
And that website was ahconnectsplural.org.
Correct.
One last question is, what if you have a senior that has a pet and they're having difficulty taking care of that pet? Do you come in, or do you ask them if they want to turn the pet over to you folks and give you the pet to take care of, or do you help them take care of the pet in the home?
We've done a little bit of both. The constant companions will assist a senior in keeping their pet as long as they can, because it does benefit them. That comfort from an animal at home, especially one you may have had for years, can benefit. But good pet owners know when it's time that perhaps someone else needs to take the pet in. Maybe they have to move to a new home and they can't take the animal with. And we absolutely work with the family. If you have a pair of animals that come from a home that a senior needs to relinquish, we will make sure that those animals stay together and find a new home.
Well, we appreciate all the time you spent with us today, Kate. It's a worthwhile cause, the Anderson Humane, and we want to thank you for being with us today. That's Kate Hama from the director of the Foundation of Relations for Anderson UMaine. You've been listening to Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. For more information, go back to Contact Us and click on Contact Us, and you'll find our show around town. And any other information that you may need, please let us know. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day. Thank you.